So, emotional intelligence. This subject correlates with your empathy towards others' feelings and being able to calm yourself down and to also excite yourself to raise, you could so-called, the vibration. And we can do this through many ways. So we can channel the energy from our emotions and turn them into physical exercise or working on a project or create passion or drive. So in an angry situation, the best technique is to slow yourself down. When you slow down, it makes it hard to be angry. So if someone's getting angry, you could say to them, "Oh, could you please repeat that slowly?" And this will help the situation diffuse. And another thing you can do is lift people up by being positive, by being optimistic, by being enthusiastic, by being tenacious and driven and motivated to make these right choices in your life for positive change and well-being. Really strongly the balance between work, rest and play. It also incorporates our professional state of being, the level of leverage in our skills, in our time, and being able to make more money through working smart, not hard. So these are some of the ideas with emotional intelligence. Most people with high emotional intelligence are very successful. They're good at social skills, so they're able to listen, they're able to communicate, they're really able to hear what's being said and create a connection through this listening and understanding of each other. And they're able to set boundaries, really knowing where they stand and where their line is, what they will accept and won't accept. So really having healthy boundaries. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses, really being able to go, this is what I'm good at, I can put energy into that. And I know that I'll do well. And then also your weaknesses, so where you might want to ask for help or look at refining your skills in that area. It all comes down to understanding these philosophies and then integrating it. So the real work here is integrating it. So practice feeling your emotions. When your emotions coming up, being able to pinpoint them. So there's some fundamental emotions like your happiness, your joy, then your sadness, your anger, frustration. These are kind of your primary main emotions. Some people say there's 64 emotions, so it's being able to pinpoint each emotion and understand where is this emotion coming from, and then being able to sit with that and then feel it, not suppress it, not sidetrack it. But actually feel what's going on and then sit with these feelings and then whether you want to actually channel that energy into something else or to just allow for that to pass on. And so being highly emotional intelligence is fully accepting change. Change is a given. So the more that we can embrace this, the better our lives will be. Yeah, so this is my overall understanding of emotional intelligence. The really important thing is being able to express what you're feeling and encouraging others to do the same. So talk about your feelings and hold them with acceptance and really hear the person. And a good technique in communication is to repeat back what the person's saying in your words or what they've exactly said, and this way they feel totally heard and you can go backwards and forwards to really get clear communication about the ideas or feelings that are being expressed. And then respecting each other and honoring each other to meet each other around what's being expressed, what boundaries are being set, what are the needs, what are your feelings. So we can do lots of things to make our life better, and if we implement these things, it's a game changer. Your life is gonna be better. The statistics show that people that practice these techniques are more successful, like 70%. Some articles are even saying 90% of people with high emotional intelligence are very successful. So it's one of those things you can do to make your life better. Why not? That's what I reckon. Yeah, boy.